Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Morgan Jacobson, who is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the DWR. And Morgan, is always a pleasure to get you in and talk about what's happening here locally. So thank you for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, good to be back with you, Jordan.
It's always fun. I always look forward to it. And again, I think last time you and I touched on this, with the warmer weather and moving into the spring months, there's a lot of stuff that's happening and a lot more opportunity. At least that's the way I view it, to get out and not freeze, right?
Yeah.
To get out and kind of and have some fun.
That's right. Yeah, and we've talked about the abundance of fun things to do here in southeastern Utah, especially with regard to interacting with wildlife. But one thing that we're especially excited about is on April 7th this year, we're going to be hosting a sage grouse viewing event. And if you've never seen sage grouse or even seen sage grouse strutting during the spring, it's really a remarkable experience. These are some of the iconic native birds of the western U.S. And really, the opportunity to see them while they're strutting and while they're doing this kind of this mating season ritual is really a unique experience. So we're really excited about it.
As far as the process of putting something like this together, first off, this is kind of annual, right? Do you guys do this every year?
Yep, we do. This is an annual event for us. In this particular one, we used to hold events for the Gunnison sage grouse down south. We don't hold those anymore, but this one's really close to price. This is just up in Emma Park. And so it's an annual event. And, this time of year around first 2 weeks of April is kind of when these sage grouse do this strutting ritual. So basically what that is male sage grouse will come out in kind of these open patches and strut around. And really what they're trying to do is to get a mate. And so it's really cool to watch. They do this, they flush their feathers out. They kind of make this sound with, some different unique vocalizations. And so it's really a cool sight to see. So this is one of my favorite viewing events we have every year.
Now, obviously there's got to be a limit on how many people can actually watch this, because I know anytime you guys put together an event like this, at the very front of the mind is making sure to lower human disturbances, right?
That's right. Yeah. And sage grouse are especially prone to disturbance for various reasons, but we are going to limit this event to the first 30 people who register. So registration is required. It's a free event, but we're asking people to sign up. And eventually we'll have a way for people to sign up online. But if people are interested in signing up for this event, they can call me. My name's Morgan Jacobson, so they can call me at 435-613-3707, or they can send me an email at morganjacobson@utah.gov, and Jacobson spelled S-E-N. But, we really hope that people will be interested and see something that happens every year in their own backyard. It's just a really, really cool experience. And we're hoping to, we'll talk more about this later, Jordan, but we're hoping to also have a viewing event around the same time in April or so for owls up in Huntington Canyon. One of our biologists goes out and has recorded owl calls, and we play those and we listen to see if there's any other owls out there. So we're excited about that. We'll have more details on that here coming up. But anyway, again, that number to sign up for the Sage Grouse Watch on April 7th is 435-613-3707. And when you call, we'll give you more details on meeting time and location and what to bring and things like that. And we're super stoked about it.
Anything else happening right now? I know the last time we talked a little bit about fishing. We also talked about some forms of hunting as well the last time you were in. Any updates on how that is shaking out?
Our ice fishing season up on the Manti is still holding on.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, we've got I've been getting reports from Schofield that there's still, about 10 to 14 inches of ice, depending on where you are. So ice fishing is still good up there. And I'm going to be driving up there this week as well. But, places like Mammoth Reservoir, Cleveland Reservoir, possibly Electric Lake even, still have some good ice. So ice fishing still good up there, even though down here in the valley we've had open water for it seems like a couple weeks now. It's
right,
been crazy.
Right.
But, it's still going, and people are still catching fish up there.
What are some of the other events that are up and coming that people maybe want to start penciling in on their calendar or at least preparing for? I know there's probably some very important dates right around the corner, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, we have, we put on various clinics every year. This year we're having, last year we had a predator hunting clinic and a turkey hunting clinic here in Price. This year, those same clinics are happening, but they're down in Blanding this year. I think they're still worth the drive, you know, to drive down there and see some beautiful country in San Juan County. But we are having a predator hunting clinic at USU Eastern's Blanding campus, the Arts and Events Center there, this Thursday on March 8th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. And then on March 17th at the same location, we're having a turkey hunting clinic at 10 in the morning. So if you're interested in if you got a turkey permit this year and you want to get some extra insights on how to call turkeys or where to hunt turkeys, things like that, that's a great opportunity to learn up on that. So that, again, the turkey hunting clinic is March 17th in Blanding at USU Eastern's Arts and Events Center down there at 10 a.m. So we're excited about those.
And if you need any more information on dates or any of the upcoming events, I mean, all this is available online as well, right?
That's right. All of our events, you can find them at wildlife.utah.gov, and you go to the calendar section there. Or even easier is to go onto our Facebook page, Division of Wildlife Resources, click on events, and there you can see events happening all over the state. You know, various similar clinics to what we have down here, you know, different wildlife viewing events. There's a swan viewing event. We month of February was bald eagle viewing month, and so really there's a great variety of events and opportunities to view and interact with wildlife happening all over the place. So look us up on Facebook, follow us there, and check out our website, wildlife.utah.gov. Or if you have questions about any local events, you can call our Southeastern Regional Office at 435-613-3700.
Morgan, I always appreciate you making time and stopping by the studio to give us some updates. Thank you very much, and I know we'll catch up again in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll see you again soon, Jordan.
All right, again, that's Morgan Jacobson, the DWR Southeastern Region Conservation Outreach Manager. For more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.